It was great to get a start. I've had to bide my time a bit, and I was hoping with the amount of games we were getting over this Christmas period that one of the fixtures would allow me to get on the pitch a bit more and possibly get a start. So firstly, I was delighted with that. I was fairly pleased with the way I played. I think a little bit rusty at times, but certainly just tried to get involved as much as I can, really. And I thought it was a good performance, particularly the first half from the team. And just a shame, really, with the end result.
We've seen a very successful period under Mark Warburton, especially down here, so it's difficult for us to assess a Mark Warburton side that's lost three in a row or has gone out of the cup, depending on which way you put it. You've seen much football, Tommy, over the years. What went wrong today, do you think?
I think, to be honest, it's a case of if you don't take your chances against a team that probably at fairly low confidence. I know they had a new manager, but they've been struggling along this season and you don't want to give them chances. And by us missing, it just lifts their spirits a little bit. And the more we miss, I think the more they suddenly thought, well, this might not be Brentford's day today. And you could see that, particularly the last probably 10 minutes where we were really pushing forward, particularly after we went one down. The game just really opened up and it suited them. So, yeah, one of those things. But I think it's a good learning curve for us. We need to make sure if we're creating chances as many as we did today, we've got to take at least one, probably two.
You and I haven't spoken about the, in inverted commas, philosophy that Mark Warburton and David Weir instill in the team.
Yep.
It seems to be that you're very keen on playing it from the final third. And today, of course, a big back line, no balls launched into the box. What are the instructions from a midfielder's point of view? Is it a case of play around them, play in threes, one twos?
There's a lot of license for the attackers, midfield up to the forwards, just to interchange, try and be as fluid as possible, pass or move. We look for little pockets in between the midfield and defence, and that's where we've got a lot of our success this season from. It's a case now a little bit of teams having seen us a bit more, knowing what we're going to do. So it's a little bit of a test for us at the moment. It doesn't look great, three losses on the bounce, but you look at the performances and they're still very, very good performances. So it's not kind of like, back to the drawing board, oh my God, panic stations. I think this is the way football goes, and championships, it's a tough level and you've got to be at it every single day, every game. And like I said, if you're not taking your chances, you're going to get punished because that's the level we're at. So I don't think, like I said, it's not panic stations. We're just going to keep building on what we've done, and the future's very bright. And I think for the rest of the season, it's going to be exciting.
Finally from me, we're halfway through the season now. Again, using your experience as a footballer, let's have a little bit of an insight into the group. Now they're a tight-knit group of players halfway through the season. Who is the thinker, the quiet one of the group? And conversely, who's the clown and the loud one?
It's a good question. We've got a good blend, to be honest. We've got some experience, some very young, lively players that keep the place bouncing along. You look at probably the likes of Andre, Alex Pritchard.
They're the lively ones.
They're quite lively, and they certainly keep an element of youth to the dressing room, which there's quite a lot of. Tarky as well, he's a lively character.
Yeah.
You find the older the players get, probably the more low-key,
Dougie. Who are the thinkers then, you and Dougie?
Yeah, probably. There's a few out there. Some are Richard Lee. There's a bit of experience in there, which tends to come with a little bit more of a back seat in the dressing room and looking on and laughing at the situations that go on. But it's a great dressing room, really is. I know the players have said a lot about it, but it's not often you get a dressing room that's as tight knit as ours. And you can see from the success they've had over the last couple of years that the group stayed together, and we've added some good characters to that as well. So it's a pleasure to come into work every day.